Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The audience is primed and ready. We have all kinds of advice on what not to eat anymore today, amongst other things. As we get ready for Tuesday, we're ready, actually already charged up and raring to go. It's the 24th of August on the DJV program with Jennifer, Victoria, and Doug. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen. Jay is still, well, she's on the mend and is really at the ready. Lots of things are trending that will be onto as well. That's our job during the course of the day. I suppose trending things include all the COVID stuff, what's going on in Afghanistan, that sort of thing. The fact that Toys R Us is coming back is one of those things that makes people maybe smile a bit. Any toy store seems to make people smile. This is going to open in Macy's stores around the country. So if I understand this correctly, they'll become a part of, it's kind of like CVS drugstores in Target stores. Is that right? It'd be a section in the Macy's stores?
Yeah, in about 400 stores. It's kind of like, I don't know that they're going to have as much real estate as CVS's do in Target stores, but it'll be more probably like Sephora pop-ups that are in JCPenney stores or Kohl's.
Yeah. Okay, so is it the same ownership, or did somebody take this over? They were in bankruptcy, as I'm remembering. Weren't they in bankruptcy?
Yeah, and I mean, this is a story that was like a couple years old when they went bankrupt. Somebody came in and bought them, and I don't remember who it was, but someone came in and saved them. Yeah, and so this is their, I think it's a very smart way to come back.
It is a smart way,
Why create new brick and mortar, you know, store space and pay for that and
when
deal
Macy's
with everything.
Got plenty of room and this is great for them also.
It's a draw for families to get the kids in there, right? And then the moms and dads will shop in Macy's. It's smart.
Yeah. One of the things that is, I don't think on people's minds, and maybe it doesn't make any difference to people, is how retail actually works in this country and around the world, in fact. Now, the model was created here where, and I use the CVS example, but you can take any number. I was in Best Buy yesterday to buy, boy, what a, I'll tell you about that experience, to buy a stovetop. The idea that there is, well, I had to make sure the one that I got was the one that I really needed amperage-wise and otherwise. It's a long story. It's not important to tell. At any rate, so that section of the store is leased by a company called Pacific Electric. They're the ones that own all the stock. They're the ones that distribute. They just pay. The people who are there are not really employees of Best Buy. They're employees of Pacific Electric, and they pay rent to Best Buy, as do other sections, other parts of the store. And the same is true in a lot of retail establishments, more in drugstores and in grocery stores. The aisles that have soda pop in them, for example, or sometimes in a drugstore, a certain brand or a certain type, a certain category will be leased by some big jobber. And so it becomes a real estate play. And that's what happened with the Sears. When Sears and Kmart went into bankruptcy, they were bought up by this guy who was a real estate guy named Eddie Lambert. Didn't know anything about retail, obviously, because he ruined both Sears and Kmart. And that, but they owned the real estate, and that's what they really wanted. They didn't care about having any of the stores operate. You know, they tried for a while to keep them running, but it was a real estate play. And how much of what is what we think about as retail is really real estate? It's a real estate play. And so this is and Macy's in trouble, certainly around the country. I mean, Macy's have closed in many of the malls.
Mm-hmm.
They're really the last holdouts, too, aren't they? The big department store chains when you get down
Martin
to
Taylor
it.
Martin Taylor went under before COVID, and I think Nordstrom is having some issues. Even
they're
Marcus.
Still around, but less. I mean, any mall, if you look by, I mean, look at retail stores and malls. They're not thriving metropolises like they used to be, that's for sure.
No. Well, look what they did in over on Pico, Jennifer, Google bought that whole mall all along the strip and in Westwood. And I'm talking about, this is about 10 blocks of stores, and they've converted it to Google office space.
They've also put in a lot of stores that are unlikely in malls to try to save them, like Target. Target used to be like a standalone store,
right.
But now a lot of times they go into mall space.
It's
already there. It's huge, right?
Cheap.
Why not use it?
And now it's cheap. Yeah. Yep. And Target has good brand.
And people will always go to Target. That is still a destination store. Mm-hmm. So if you put it in a mall.
So why is that? You're a shopper. Why does Target have it and Macy's doesn't? Or some of the other stores, the JCPenney's? Is it just, what? I'm not a shopper, so I'm not into. Explain, if you would, philosophically, from your point of view, why a store like Target survives and a store like Macy's, that's not a good example because they still do exist.
Well, I don't know. I think Target, first of all, is branded better than any of the others. Like, when you think of Target, there's very clear-cut branding, and you know exactly what to get from every Target store that you're in. Like the lighting, the layout, the cleanliness, I think also one of the things that Macy's and a lot of other major department stores have done or used to do, they had huge, huge inventories. I mean, you would walk through one department after another. Target doesn't have that. Target has, I was just in Target last week. They've got a small lingerie section, but it's very effective and well laid out. They've got maternity, they've got plus size, they've got, you know, juniors, and it's small capsule collections. And then you've got your home stuff and, you know, all the kitchenware and electronics. And they just have everything laid out really, really well. And then, like, a grocery aisle. So I just think that they have something for everyone. They've almost taken, like, a Marks and Spencer British approach to it.
Yeah.
Where it's literally one-stop shopping. If at the end of your workday you need to run in and get some groceries, you can do that. Plus you can pick up, you know,
underwear,
a tank top or...
Right.
Right. Or, you know, or paper towels or whatever you need. It's kind of all right there. I think it's just really smart.
You know, what also is going on in some of the malls, people have seen, not Peloton so much, but something like that. The gyms are going into malls as well. There's an emphasis now in post-COVID, even though it doesn't seem like we're quite yet into post-COVID time, people who want to stay in shape. People who want to have exercise, and they were doing it at home, but not doing a great job of it. So a lot of middle-aged people, maybe children are gone, husband and wife. The husband may be a little bit older, and he wants to keep himself in shape for his younger wife, whatever it is. But there are a lot of these that are opening up. I saw Planet Fitness having opened up in the mall here. I was just thinking about that. And other sorts of, you just said other things going into the malls. The malls are going to do what they can do in order to survive.
Well, people are going to go to the gym. They're paying for it. So it's smart to put a gym in a mall because no matter where your gym is, you're going to drive there. It's convenient to have a lot of parking options, and you're going to keep going to the gym. So if there, I think that malls have made a mistake in the past of making sort of like frivolous choices for who they lease to that don't necessarily, like if you have a movie theater, okay, people are going to go to the movie theater. So there are certain things that drive people to go to the mall, but you know, the gym is one of them. Target is another. Costco would be, there's a Costco that just went into an empty mall near me in New Jersey. Those are things that are, but those are destination, retail spots.
Yeah.
So people are always going to go there.
And people, the big companies are going to realize this. They don't want to pay some of the standalone leases like the Costco stores, that sort of thing. Those are expensive as all get out.
Yeah.
And some, you know, I remember down in Palm Beach County, there are a bunch of Planet Fitnesses, and they're all over the place. But they are often in strip malls or standalone buildings, and the rent will be less expensive. You can be sure these malls are going to do whatever they have. They're all owned by huge corporations, holding corporations, Wall Street, you know, money, and they're going to do what they have to do to survive. They're going to tear those malls down. They're going to do like they did with Google on Pico in Westwood. Or whatever the opportunity is.
Or it'll become an Amazon warehouse.
Right. Look at that. With that, oof, man. And you talk about trucks all over the place. And people who, it's really interesting who they're hiring to drive. You noticed Have you followed? You probably haven't. I have that sort of quirky personality. When I see somebody who doesn't know what they're doing, I kind of watch them for a little while. Most of the Amazon drivers, they don't know how to drive those vans. They're kids. And most of the kids don't know how to drive, period. But they're driving and they...
I don't know.
They park their trucks
from
in the middle of the street.
The experience last night. I ordered Amazon Fresh and I opened up a bag and there was a large bottle of wine, tortillas, and popcorn that I didn't order. So
nice.
I
think
that was an yeah, thanks, guys.
Good for you.
It's like a free gift. And all I bought was cleaning supplies. So it was very exciting.
When does the football season officially begin? Is it this weekend? Are the first games on record?
September 8th, I think.
Oh, is it? I thought they started this year earlier. They were getting another game.
I mean, they're in preseason right now. They're playing preseason.
Mm-hmm. And already the ratings are out for the friendliest and most unfriendly cities when it comes to football. That is, if you come to their city to watch your team play against their team, the unfriendliest city of all is supposedly the city of brotherly love, Philadelphia. This has been ranked as the most disrespectful, worst NFL city on game days. I thought that was pretty interesting.
I'm staying corrected. September 9th is the first game of the week. It's first week gets Cowboys and Buccaneers because we're going to get people correcting us on that. But Philadelphia, growing up in New Jersey and being, you know, a Giants, if you want to call it, fan, whatever, they're my home team. Philadelphia has had a reputation for being the worst NFL fans forever, like literally my whole lifetime. And I don't know why, and I don't understand it really, but yeah, Philly, I would put Philly and like Boston fans, although Boston fans are just crazy. Philly fans are crazy, but no one knows why. Like Boston fans are just drunk. I don't understand what's going on with Philly. Like, I don't get it.
There's this whole business about the city of brotherly love. I worked there at CAU in Philadelphia for a while, and I remember the experiences that I had were very unpleasant for the most part. Getting around. Philadelphia's unfriendly to get around. There's some actually wonderful spots.
I like Philly. I think it gets a bad rap. I don't know.
It does. I have a lot of friends who went to school there, and they love it.
Okay. All right. Well, there it is. Dougie, once again, is wrong. It's 18 past the hour on the DJV program.
This report is sponsored by Bank of America. August is National Black Business Month, a time to recognize, support, and celebrate black-owned businesses across the country. Bank of America's Summer 2021 Black Business Owner Spotlight found that more than 8 in 10 black entrepreneurs expect increased revenue in the year ahead, up from 5 in 10 this past fall. In addition, 94% of black business owners are committed to advocating for social change through their business. Here's A.J. Barkley, Bank of America Neighborhood Lending Executive.
Black small business owners are feeling optimistic about the year ahead while maintaining a focus on social change. When asked, 85% of black entrepreneurs say social justice issues have impacted their approach to running their business. At Bank of America, we are committed to steering the path forward from past injustices by investing directly in black communities and working with black business owners to ensure they have the tools, resources, and guidance they need to grow and succeed.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/smallbusiness.
There's nothing better than slipping into bed with soft, comfortable sheets at the end of a long day. Now, MyPillow wants you to sleep even better in their Giza Dream Sheets, made from the world's best cotton, grown in a small area of the Mediterranean, made into a fabric that is ultra-soft and breathable. The Giza Dream Sheets sateen weave gives them a luxurious finish that will have you sleeping like a dream. Available in a variety of colors and sizes as well. Machine washable and durable, all Giza Dream Sheets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. For a limited time, you can now save 50% on all Giza Dream Sheets using at MyPillow.com the DJV promo code. You'll also find deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, MyPillow towel sets, and so much more. Don't miss this sale. That's MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Sleep better with MyPillow.com.
Ten. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
It's 23 after the hour on the DJV program. Time for us to check in with Jay's trending material here. The ladies are going to go through with the fate of dog number one in New York State. Seems to be getting some active interest from the ladies. We'll get to that. Plus, what's Ben Affleck doing? Aha! Right after this.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
All right, so this is maybe the dog report from New York. What happened to, there are all kinds of headlines that both Jennifer and Victoria were reading about what a bad guy Cuomo is now that he's out as governor of New York. What's happening with the dog? So we want to repeat some of those headlines. He's the worst dog owner ever.
Exactly. It was crazy the other day. Yeah, it was nuts. So on Monday night at midnight was his, that's when he left the office of governor of New York. And so for a few days prior to that, we had Hurricane Henri, which turned into a tropical storm. It was supposed to make landfall on Long Island. Long Island got pretty hammered with it anyway. And so he was, so Governor Cuomo was still governor and had to be downstate. Albany is up way up north, and he had to be downstate down in Long Island.
What is it with you in Albany way
up? It is way up north. It's 3 hours north.
It's not way up north. Buffalo is way up north.
Okay, but Doug, you're not a New Yorker. To New York is Westchester County. It doesn't matter. I'm telling you, if you are a New Yorker, and New Yorkers are Manhattan people. If you go to Westchester County, that's way up north. Anyway, so he left his dog Captain with a staffer. The staffer, I guess, didn't didn't commit fully to watching Captain and return the dog to the governor's mansion.
Well,
and
apparently
then it
it's a biter.
This whole big thing.
Captain likes to bite.
He's like his daddy. So I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what Captain did, but Governor Cuomo made it very clear he's not abandoning his dog.
That's probably why he's not traveling on the 3-hour trip, which is pretty modest. I mean, I think we can say 3 hours is a lot, but it's not like the longest trip ever.
2 hours and 23 minutes.
Well, when you're in a motorcade, I mean, you're still the governor, so I don't know that you want a gigantic
This is also why the person who was watching Captain brought the dog back, because the dog is supposed
to be. Does this dog shed? That would be the...
No, but it touches people inappropriately.
Oh, okay. All right, speaking of that, Ben Affleck is browsing rings at Tiffany's, it would seem. Ladies, all right, this is juicy gossip, so what's the latest?
Did you see the picture, Jen? Take it. No, I didn't. But I'm a little annoyed with the speed at which this is going. Like, okay, I get it.
I don't
it.
Think
We're
that's what it is, though. That's why I asked if I saw the pictures.
No,
yeah, the pictures
doing?
Are. He's with his. He's. It's first of all, he's in the mall at Century City in the Tiffany store in the mall.
Right.
He had a 6-carat, $2 million ring that he gave her the last time. He's not going to a mall, Tiffany's, which doesn't even have, like, large rings. So anyway, he was there with his mom and his son, and they all had, like, pieces of paper with like, binder, looks like binder paper, and he was making notes of something. It kind of looked to me like he was doing a school project with his son. Like, you don't take your son and your mom to go engagement ring shopping, and Tiffany's doesn't hand out loose leaf binder paper, you know, to make notes. It just the whole thing did, I think it
That mall
was
is not, that mall
weird.
Is a moderately
And he also
would have
closed down the store if he was really
right.
buying a ring.
The whole thing, exactly. All right.
We got him.
You got it. 28 after.
The moment you fire up a Gator UTV, the engine has your full attention. The completed job is on the horizon. And the trail meets its match. Just like that, you made short work of a long to-do list. Run with us on a John Deere Gator UTV. With effortless four-wheel drive at the flip of a switch and our smoothest shifting transmission yet. Nothing runs like a deer. Search John Deere Gator for more.
At Boost Mobile, we're giving you a free phone when you switch, and all the power that comes with it. The power to access everything humanity has to offer. The power to connect with anyone in the world. The power to order tacos. Get a free Samsung Galaxy A32 5G when you switch to America's largest 5G network. Information, communication, tacos. Now that's power. More power to save. Boost Mobile. Free phone limited to new customers and one per line. Additional restrictions apply. See BoostMobile.com for details.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Here is today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Jaguar all-electric I-Pace now offers a new, fast, intuitive infotainment system and quicker charging capability with an 11-kilowatt AC onboard charger. The I-Pace puts out 392 horsepower and 512 pounds-feet of torque. For the 2022 model year, I-Pace is available exclusively in top HSE trim with a standard price of $69,900. For more automotive tech news, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Open borders by the Biden administration is threatening American sovereignty. There are only 12 agents watching 245 miles of border in Del Rio, Texas. Texas Republican Congressman Michael Burgess says this is a federal failure.
But this is a federal responsibility. This is not something that the state government should even be having to participate in the debate. The sheer volume, the numbers of illegal crossings that occurred during the month of July, you would think the federal government would step up and provide additional funding, but that is unfortunately not the case.
Another Biden administration crisis comes as leaders figure out how to get thousands of Americans out of Afghanistan as the August 31st deadline approaches, and the Taliban says no to any extension in time. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby denied that the United States has made payments to the Taliban in an effort to allow Americans free movement to the airport in Kabul. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
On Monday, the Biden administration said all Americans can get out of Afghanistan if they want to. Former Kabul aid worker and Illinois Congress candidate Republican Esther Joy King tells Fox News, by allowing the Taliban to be the first checkpoint for everyone trying to leave means Washington has no idea what's going on.
Working on women's rights in Kabul, and I've still worked on women's rights, helping female students, and I'm in active conversation with those girls. And then secondly, on the military side, I am a member of the Army Reserve, and seeing what's happening from a military strategy perspective, I will say, since I wrote the op-ed, the stories have simply intensified. I mean, talking with girls who are trying to get through the gates, they're 50 meters from the gates. Can you imagine being 50 meters from freedom and getting through to the airport? And the Taliban is having visa checkpoints. Get this. Our United States Department of State is working with the Taliban to help process people because they're overwhelmed. So they're outsourcing visa checks to the Taliban. That's the state that it is on the ground, and it is absolutely a horrendous situation, and this lies squarely on the shoulders of the Biden administration and poor leadership. Our leaders are missing in action right now, and that's why I'm running for Congress, is because we need better leaders in Washington, D.C., who are real-world problem solvers and just operate with common sense.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The Angels are here in the form of Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jay's here in spirit as well. I'm Doug Steffen, no angel. Well, actually, I'm pretty good. I'd make a good angel. Don't you think? What about it? Yeah?
Definitely.
Huh. Yes. I could be the angel that interviews all the other angels. Right?
Angel of radio. Right. The fallen angel of radio.
Yeah, right. All the good memories that people have. I'll have to think about that. Work on it a little bit. Let's update the situation with COVID. Jesse Jackson and his wife seem to be doing better, right? They're not in the same danger that Phil Valentine, unfortunately, succumbed to. And they had their shots. Is that the difference?
I think they also had some treatment, too, kind of like Greg Abbott. Didn't they also get some, like, antibody treatments as well?
They didn't say what they got, but they got something. So they said that they were responding to treatment in the hospital. Maybe remdesivir? Mm-hmm. I don't know.
How the fact that he's got Parkinson's now and has for a couple of years, he's in his late 70s, I wonder how much that affects this sort of thing. Is there any
Well, they said it made him more susceptible.
If you have Parkinson's or any dementia?
There seems to be a link with, I don't know about dementia, maybe dementia, I don't know. I just know that there seems to be a link with, like, neurological things.
Mm-hmm.
A family friend has really bad neuropathy. And so he was also a breakthrough case and was very ill. And he's an oncologist, so he's, you know, talking with a lot of the doctors as he was recovering. And the anecdotal, because it's kind of what doctors have right now, they have seemed to have formed their own sort of cliques within hospital, you know, systems, and they share what they're seeing anecdotally. And so it for whatever reason, maybe because COVID can go, you know, and affect you neurologically, like the taste and smell stuff mm-hmm. that disappears. There seems to be a connection. If you have a neurological issue, there seems to be something else going on there with COVID. It makes it worse.
Well, that's the update.
That's what
anyway.
I can tell you. When I was sick, it was very neurological. It felt like you were kind of out of it, mm-hmm. couldn't catch up.
Does that explain the losing smell and taste?
Sure. Yeah,
that sort
I
of
did,
stuff.
Yeah.
That's all neurological.
I never felt like it was, knock on wood, but I never felt like it went into my lungs ever. I mean, that was mm-hmm. not a piece
that's
of
like what Trisha Yearwood said. Yeah, she said that they were lucky that she and Garth, when they had it, that it didn't go into their lungs, but she had other, you know, and I don't know that they lost taste and smell either. So it just, and then some people just have, like, really bad intestinal issues for a couple of weeks. It mm-hmm. just, it depends. It hits everybody so differently.
One of the things that's on the podcast download of the DJV show is the beginning conversation with Jesse Jackson. So that's kind of the update. Also other discussions about people who are hospitalized, the passing of Don Everly. If you didn't hear that, you can hear the details on the DJV download, the podcast at djvshow.com, and wherever you get your podcast, the story of William Peterson on the set of CSI Las Vegas. What was the first CSI? It wasn't Las Vegas. Where was
wasn't
the first?
New York?
Was it New York? Yeah. But
it was
they,
just CSI. It didn't have a name.
Yeah.
Right, it didn't have a name. Right, exactly. But I think it did take place in New York. So you'll find the catch-up on things you may have missed yesterday with our daily download every day. Whatever you may miss, you can get the summary of it and bits and pieces from all of us here on the DJV program. DJV show download at djvshow.com or where you get your podcasts. So now the big deal that people will be talking about today is the fact that the FDA has officially approved Pfizer's its vaccine. So I guess my question would be, with that, will a bunch of mandates be far behind?
No, it already happened.
Will
it's already
they
happening
face
within
legal?
Hours.
Yeah, well,
I mean,
so
the
what
military,
about the
all kinds of stuff. They're coming
Pentagon,
out.
Universities.
And
yeah.
This is why a lot of people are saying, well, did the mandate get pushed through with pressure because, or I'm sorry, not the mandate, but the approval get pushed through with pressure because so many of these institutions want to make it mandatory. And the argument was, how can you make something mandatory that didn't have full approval? So,
well, who benefits from it being mandatory other than Pfizer? In reality, I mean, if you look at
well, I think if you're going to make the argument that this was pushed through in order to facilitate more mandates, then you would have easily have pushed through Moderna as well, which is actually holding up better than Pfizer. So I don't really buy that argument because Moderna, I don't know where they are in this approval process, but Pfizer has been out ahead from the beginning, and so you know.
But
Moderna
I get what
follow,
Jen was saying, Victoria, because within hours of the announcement,
I get it. I just don't really buy that argument.
Yeah. The Pentagon, a lot of large companies, the president of the White House says that you ought to require your employees to get vaccinated or face strict requirements. And so that the question then is, will these mandates be, will they be brought to court? Will they face?
See, and I think, yeah, and so I guess where I'm a little bit torn on this process is I don't really believe in these long drawn out FDA approvals. I think one of the greatest things that Trump did was the right to try legislation, where if something, if there's a drug out there that's
you
experimental,
yeah.
especially if you're towards the end of life and you're looking for anything that can help save you, you know what to the FDA approval. I mean, it takes years and years and years for things to get FDA approval. The problem that I think many people have, particularly in the vein of the vaccines, is that if something goes wrong or if you get sick from a vaccine, there is no legal resource. There is protection built in for these pharmaceutical companies to launch vaccines without any way for anyone to sue or look for damages because of them. So I think there's a lot of distrust because vaccines primarily come under that protection. And so when you have companies that are just rolling things out and they are looking to benefit from this in a very large way, it does, I think, make people kind of recoil a bit going, okay, do I trust this? Do I want other people to go through this first? I think there's distrust built in with the government, with big pharma, all the way through. And that's why these mandates are so disturbing, mm-hmm. because if give us the information, help us make the best choice, and then get out of the way, and people will decide what's appropriate for them.
The whole business about who gets them, how they get them, when they get them, it ought to be a personal decision based on something educational. I would be, if it were me and I was just dropping into the planet for the first time, and I saw that there were 1,000 Americans dying of COVID, and 95% of them would have, this is probably, maybe is this true? You can question anything. But according to Pfizer, 95% of the people who died last week wouldn't have died if they had a shot.
It's hard to know. It's hard to know. I mean, the thing is with COVID, it's already got a really high survival rate. So it's not, I mean, I think this is one of the biggest pieces of misinformation that goes out there. COVID has like a 99% survival rate.
Now.
And people are going out there saying, if you get diagnosed with COVID, you're going to die. And that's just simply not true. And that's another reason why people are distrustful of this.
That
because
is not
people
true.
Are,
yeah,
people
true.
Are seeing, you know, recoveries, and they're seeing people who are able to move on. And even if they've been hospitalized, they get out. But instead, we focus on all the people who are dying from it. So I think it almost gives you this false sense that everybody that gets COVID is
going to die.
But
doesn't that happen with all diseases, though? I mean, when someone gets cancer, the first thing you think of is, oh, you're going to die from it.
I think that's just true, but I think it's been expedited because of the political nature of all this. I mean, truly, there is not a person who hasn't politicized this disease in public life. I mean, they haven't. Everybody's politicized it. The Democrats used it. They tried to get Trump. The Republicans have used it. I mean, and that's the problem, is that it's become so dang political, and everybody's taking one strand of truth to try to craft their response or their defense of why government acts in a certain way. And it's like, I don't know. I feel like our health should not be political.
Our government is too powerful,
crazy.
And exercises too much influence on us. And the other side of that, the flip side of it is, we are being poorly educated in general, so that we seem not to be able to make up our own minds about things.
And it's not that people are dumb. There is so much false information. There's so much information from surveys or from studies that have been skewed in one direction or another, and the headlines drive people in one direction. I don't know.
It's very frustrating. There's a local drugstore, and I went over to make an appointment. I said to the fellow that runs the drugstore, and I'm now a big fan of his, I don't want to go to CVS and Walgreens anymore. I want to go to this guy. Has the Metro West Pharmacy. And the people were so helpful when I went in there. And they had given the guys that work on the farm the shots a number of months ago. And so I said, I want to come in on Friday and get my third shot. And they said, okay, that's fine. And, you know, he looked up the stuff. I didn't get my first two shots there. But I said, I'm going to bring all my folks. And they looked it up. Well, one of the guys said that he didn't want to get his shot because it's not supposed to be given until 8 months out. And I don't know whether that information...
That's
that
the official guidance, yeah.
Yeah, official from whom? Fauci?
The CDC. Fauci has backed that
okay.
up. But that's
so
the official guidance.
So I have a brain. I'm going to ask a question. I want to know why. Why? Why are you telling me that I shouldn't... If, in fact, you look at the ratings of Pfizer, a lot of people smart enough to see, it's only
36% efficacy. I don't agree
with it.
I'm with you. I think 6 months. If you had Pfizer at 6 months, you should get another shot.
Yeah.
That's what I mean, that's how I feel. But the official guidance is, a lot of places will not allow you to do it until 8 months.
Okay. All right, let's check out Moderna now. They started human trials for their experimental mRNA HIV vaccine. So why is this coming up right now, given the fact that we have all of this stuff with the flus and COVID and that sort of thing? Why now?
They're working on a flu one as well. This is big because of the success of the Moderna COVID vaccine using the mRNA technology. Moderna's name comes from mRNA, so that's why it's called Moderna. I mean, this is what they specialize in. And so they've been working, apparently, for a while on an HIV vaccine, and so they're going to do a trial on people who don't have HIV, and then I'm not sure how they're going to introduce the HIV to someone, but it'll be interesting. I mean, there are a lot of people living with HIV, and it's expensive for your health insurance to take
that
pill every day.
Yeah, that stuff's very expensive. It's opportunistic on the part of the drug companies. I see that a lot of the football teams are saying you must get vaccinated, or I see the Vikings talking about they brought in an infectious disease expert to try to convince the players that they should get vaccination. Apparently a lot of them have not. Meanwhile, in New York, all teachers, all principals, all school workers have to have their first vaccine. I guess school starts there next week, but sometime in the month of September, you got to get a vaccine or you get fired.
Some of the one of the things that I find odd, but I do kind of understand it, with the NFL players, and not just NFL, but it seems to be more prevalent within the NFL. A lot of the players don't want to get the vaccine because there are, you know, like online social media posts about it affecting your fertility. And it's kind of like the same reason that a lot of guys don't want to get their dogs neutered. So it's kind of along the no, seriously, it's like it's a problem. That's why they're bringing in more experts to like educate these guys and saying, look, this is not affecting your fertility. Like this is, you know, this is clear
somebody
for pregnant
my age,
women.
Are you worried about that? I don't know. It's somebody my age. Maybe those guys.
Well, these are young athletes.
20,
you know, lots of testosterone.
Yeah, 23, 25. Yeah, exactly. Which later in life, good to have it when you're younger, but later in life, not so good to have unless it's natural. A lot of these people that add that these guys who are working out all the time and add testosterone to their routine to bulk up, down the road they're going to have problems with their prostate. I was talking to this fellow that was very very good friend for 45 years, died in January of prostate cancer, and the things that went with it. The treatment that he went through for almost 20 years was awful. You know, you go back to looking at testosterone levels. He didn't take the supplement, but I was looking around to see what happens when you take those supplements. And younger, fine. Older, not a good idea. So maybe a word to the wise there. As is my word to the wise from the folks at Calitrin, you don't have to get involved in crash diets anymore, drugs, stimulants, operations, that kind of stuff. Calitrin, you'll find, when you try it, is the all, it's kind of the all-inclusive way of losing weight and keeping it off. Maybe you've started with something else, but you want to make sure you're going to keep the weight off. That's really the magic of Calitrin. So go to their website, toploss.com, and see how it's helped so many people with weight loss and other things. No side effects because it's all natural. And right now, the awesome opportunity to get an unlimited supply, the BOGO deal. Buy one and get one free. Buy as many as you want, and you get another one free. That's it. Liquid or capsules. And then when you look at the Top Loss website, you can see all the other things they have in there to help you stay healthy as you lose the weight and keep it off. So please do yourself a favor, especially in the time of COVID. Keep yourself as healthy as you can. Lose the weight. Keep it off. I've seen people on this thing for 6 months or longer. I just have stayed on it because it's good all the way around, I think. The ingredients are fabulous. Check out the verified reviews at toploss.com. Buy the product at toploss.com. And when you do, use the discount code DJV for the BOGO deal and for free shipping.
Tired of waking up hot and uncomfortable? Start sleeping cool on the Tempur-Breeze by Tempur-Pedic. It's engineered with a revolutionary cooling system that pulls excess heat away from your body to help you sleep deeper all night and wake up more refreshed every morning. The Tempur-Pedic Summer of Sleep ends soon. Don't miss our best offer of the year and your chance to get your best sleep of the summer. All Tempur-Pedic mattresses are on sale with savings up to $700 on adjustable mattress sets. Learn more at Tempur-Pedic.com.
Benito's line cook just threw in his kitchen towel.
This order needs to go out right now.
He needs to find help before his customers are left waiting.
I'm so sorry. We'll be right with you.
Who's got table six?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being.
Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better, and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend
your life with Extendivite. All right, 53 after the hour. It's Tech Talk time now. Victoria plies her wares here. We all need to listen, pay attention, because it's bound to, one of these stories is bound to affect you in one way or another. For example, the new breach discovered on Microsoft. Is it this? Well, tell us the story of who's, is this a hacker attacker or what is this?
Oh, yeah. This is another hacker. So Microsoft says that an attacker won access to one of its customer service agents and then used information from that to launch hacking attempts against actual Microsoft customers. So Microsoft said that it found the breach during its response to hacks by a team that it identifies as responsible for earlier major breaches at SolarWinds, which was that huge hack, and as well as at Microsoft headquarters. So Microsoft said it warned the affected customers. So if you have an email from Microsoft, open it up. It's probably not spam. You know, make sure that it has everything that is relevant to you. And so a copy of one of the emails warning customers was seen by Reuters and said the attacker belonged to the group that Microsoft calls Nobelium, and that it had access during the second half of May. And so the U.S. government has publicly attributed the earlier attacks to the SolarWinds attacks to the Russian government. Naturally, the Russian government denies that, but the U.S., you know, squarely put the blame on them for that one. And then after commenting on a broader phishing campaign, it said that it had compromised a small number of entities. Microsoft said it had also found the breach on its own and said that the powers were pretty limited of this one. Microsoft warned affected customers to be careful about communications to their billing contacts and consider changing your username and email address, as well as barring old usernames from logging in. Microsoft has... this is not just if you're an individual Microsoft customer. This is also for Microsoft providing, you know, customer service software and things like that. So larger corporations who have a contract with Microsoft are the ones who could be affected by this. Now, a White House official weighed in on this one as well, and said that this latest intrusion and phishing campaign was far less serious than the SolarWinds issue. They said this appears to be largely unsuccessful in a run-of-the-mill espionage. And Scott McConnell, who is a spokesman for Homeland Security, Cybersecurity, and Infrastructure Security Agency, said that the group is working with that their group is working with Microsoft and the interagency partners to evaluate the impact, and they are ready to go if something, you know, if some issues arise where there's a demand for ransom or anything like that. As we know, we've been hearing more and more about those stories of ransom demands for Bitcoin and, you know, other crypto. So it seems like this one wasn't as serious, but on the business end, it's, you know, if you do get an email that you do business with Microsoft, make sure you pay attention to it.
All right. Coming up, something from Instagram right after an important announcement.
With the help of Cheerios Oat Crunch Almonds, I get everyone's morning started with a smile. It has a delicious and hearty combination of the Cheerios you love, whole grain oats, and sliced almonds for an extra crunchy crunch. That's how I set the rhythm for a great day. Look for Cheerios Oat Crunch Almonds in your local grocery store.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, so let's see what's going on, Victoria, with Instagram. Why are they changing something that's been used for a long time?
Yeah, so Instagram is eliminating the swipe up. That is the feature that as you're looking at someone's stories, Instagram stories, and you want more information or if it's a link to something to buy, then you just swipe up with your finger on the screen and it takes you to an external link. So Instagram is going to retire that feature by August 30th. And so instead of the swipe up link, Instagram says people will be able to use link stickers, which are exactly as they sound. They're tappable stickers in the stories that take people to the external websites that the swipe up used to. The reason they're doing this is because they say that it's more creative and people who want to design their stories will allow, you know, for a little more pop of color and creativity. And so they've been testing this since June. Users have to be verified with the blue check mark or have at least 10,000 followers to gain access to the swipe up. And for right now, that's what the same parameters will be for the tappable stickers. But they're experimenting and looking into whether or not to give that privilege to everybody.
There it is. Some late-breaking technology news here. Victoria Keelan, Doug Stefanon, the DJV.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.